signs of Qiyamah. Qiyamah is translated as the signs that lead up to the Day of Judgment. There are many religions that will tell you, well, we predict the end of time will be at a certain date, at a certain year. However, when it comes to Islam, we never predict exactly when the end of time will come about. However, we talk about, and the hadith, meaning the tradition, the words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Quran, it talks about those events that take place. And as these events take place and they escalate, the more they escalate and the more prevalent these behaviors become, the more closer we are to the end of time. So, as Muslims, when we talk about these events, we don't talk about it from a point of, well, it's going to take place next week, next month, or next year. But rather, when we see these certain statements being made, and I will address what these statements are, immediately we say to ourselves, indeed, man Allah, indeed, our Prophet has predicted that these things will take place before the coming of the end of time. As a result, the question that we'll ask ourselves, am I part of that given wrong? In other words, am I part of the problem or am I part of a given solution? For example, last week we made mention, amongst the points we made mention is knowledge of religion as a sign of Qiyamah, or one of the signs leading up to the end of time, will be that religious knowledge is not used for the betterment of people, for the betterment of religion. Rather, religious knowledge will now be manipulated to create a worldly gain. So I learned religion not because I love my Creator, not because I want a better humanity. I learned religion so I can get a better paycheck, so I can build a better structure, so I can impress upon others. That's not the idea of religion. The idea of religion is to create a connection between ourselves and our Creator. You know, everybody wants to be connected. When they talk of computers, how well connected, how well hooked up you are. That's why kids have not one Facebook account, four or five. They don't have one phone number anymore, two or three. Different numbers for different people to stay connected and hooked up. So, one of the signs of the end of time is that people will have religious knowledge to be hooked up to people and not hooked up to the Creator. Now this week we are continuing with point number 52. As far as charity is concerned, instead of people saying, Allah has blessed me with money, Allah has blessed me with a little bit of wealth, let me share with those that are needy. Let me share with those that have a greater want than myself. Rather than saying that, they would look at the zakah. And by the way, for those of you that are our guests over here, zakah is that wealth that an individual has to give to a poor person. 2.5% of your wealth, once it is above a certain amount, has to be given to a legitimate poor person. It does not have to be given to the religious institution. It's your relationship with Allah and your relationship with a poor person that will allow you to give it to a legitimately poor individual. But that's not the way we view charity anymore. Now we look at it as, I got to give 2.5% of my wealth. I got to give 2.5% of what I have. Then we look for a person to give it to, not because they're eligible. We look to give it to someone that will say thank you to us. So we are looked upon as better individuals in their eyes. That's not why you give charity. Charity is given for one purpose. Because my Creator has given me an amount of wealth. I have excess wealth. Nowadays nobody says that excess wealth. Because anybody, do you have wealth?
No, no, no. I still got to buy my second home. I got to buy my vacation home. I got to buy my child a third car or buy a third car for the family. It's never enough. What they say, money is like magic. Once you have it, it disappears. So, money we will never ever have enough of, regardless of who we are. So the hadith is making a very powerful point. Look at what Allah has given you and appreciate it. And understand one thing, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the number one conflict in relationships is directly linked to money. And the saddest or the worst part of it all, the wealthier you are, the less you think you have, and the greater level of conflict that comes into your family. So shouldn't it be, I have enough, I have a lot more than the poor folks out there. They're having a hard time. I'm thankful that Allah has given me, so let me share it with those that are more in need. So number 52 is saying, the zakat that you give is looked upon as a penalty rather than a spiritual link between yourself and your Creator Allah. Point number 53. The lowest individual will rise up to a point of leadership. That means we will not look at people as leaders because of their qualifications, because of their goodness, because of their spirituality, because of the humanity, because of the sacrifice they have made in life, in uplifting the quality and human value of themselves and others. No, we will look at superficial things and we will make them into leaders. We will look at features. We will look at their financials rather than looking at character and the dignity they bring forth. So it is saying, the lowest individual will rise amongst you and become a leader. And if you ask people, why do you like them? They will use superficial responses. Because they are tall. Because they don't wear glasses. You know, there was a research that was done regarding people that become presidents. Statistically, if you are taller, you don't wear glasses, and you are on the lighter skin of shade rather than the darker skin of shade, you are more likely to become a leader from amongst your people than someone that is shorter or pudgy, as we would say in today's time, bald, etc. So what are we looking at? And that's exactly what the signs are towards the end of time. That our priorities will become lopsided. They'll become lopsided regarding the choices we make for ourselves, our community, and those around. Point number 54 and 55 together. People will not obey their parents. They will not obey their fathers, and they will abuse and mistreat their mothers. So often, you go out in public. I mean, there was a time in which when a mother and daughter had a conflict, it will be discussed in a very low voice. And preferably, it will be discussed in private. And there was a time in which mother and daughter will say, let's discuss this at home. Let's discuss this in the privacy of our family. And in today's time, openly in public, the daughter will provoke the mother. The son will say such things to the father. It will be as if the father is the son of the child. And the hadith is saying, when this becomes prevalent, now we know, misbehavior between mother and daughter, father and son, child and parent has always been there. However, the signs of Qiyamah, the signs of the Day of Judgment, is this will become more and more prevalent. So much so that sometimes even institutions will provoke situations in creating a conflict between parent and child. There was a child that came to me a few weeks back. He says, I lied to my teacher that my mother hurt me because I thought it would be better for child services to take me away so I could live in a different home and view a different family. Going to another home is like a game nowadays. I don't like my mother and father, let me go live in somebody else's home. Because I live in West Valley, now let me get upgraded to Cottonwood Heights. That's what it's turning to. And childcare professionals understand this at times, but they too are humans and they make mistakes. They ask sometimes wrongful questions to the parents or leading questions that will make matters sometimes worse. So the signs of the Day of Judgment will be, there will be a lot of disrespect in the family. There will be a lot of discord in the family. And it won't just be in one family, it'll become rampant. It'll become an everyday occurrence. There are actually television shows. Nothing against KSL who's here today. But there are actually television shows out there that have a parent and child talking of their differences in public. And the daughter will say to the mother or the father, you don't understand me. You don't understand the times. I have the right to do what I wish to do. You don't need to advise me. And what does the Quran say? Remember the time when you were young. You could barely even move. Your mother had to feed you. They had to change your diapers. When you, excuse the graphicness, when you puked, you didn't even know how to clean it. They would clean it for you. They loved you. When you were suffering and in pain, it was as if your parents were in pain. Hadith says that. Quran makes mention of this. So the young ones here have to realize, yes, you may understand how to use technology better than your parents, but at the end of the day, they're your parents. And the Hadith is making mention, the tradition of Prophet is making mention, that when you see this quality, this characteristic becoming rampant, where there'll be disobedience between parent and child, understand and ask yourself, is the Hadith applying to me? Is my Creator talking to me that I must become a better individual? Is it outlining for me so I may become an individual that does not fall in the category of those that disrupt their faith and hurt themselves? Point number 56 and 57. Individuals will take greater pride in hurting their friends. There won't be anything or such a thing as friendship anymore. It's just an acquaintance. And the only reason why we have friends is so we can hook up, so that way we can enjoy life, we can use them to get better promotions. The true aspect of friendship where I like you for you so I can help you become a better person, that will become non-existent. Everything is, let me be with that individual that gives me benefit, me and my benefit. So we will harm our friends. Look at the discussions we have with one another regarding a third party friend. Or three of us will be together, one walks away. What do we say about the one that walked away? What do we say? Oh, she just doesn't understand. Or he's so like this or like that. But a true friend doesn't do that. A true friend, when they see a problem with their friend, they'll say, you know what, we see that you have a problem. We see you have a shortfall. Let's work with it. Let's improve that behavior. And a true friend does not give up. And the next point, and people will obey their spouses over the Creator. Their spouses over their parents. Now there is nothing wrong in listening to your spouse. If your spouse has a good opinion, by all means you should take it. What the Hadith is referring to is, your parents will tell you to give charity, for example, because they see you have extra money. And your spouse will say, no, 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 I need that. And you fill in the blank. For women will be a different need, for men will be a different need. So instead of listening to quality advice, We will be listening to advice that is inferior just so that we don't want conflict. Now, conflict is not a good thing, we understand that. But what the hadith is saying, our priorities will become lopsided. Our priorities will become lopsided. So when my spouse tells me where to go, then only I go. So if my spouse tells me not to go to the mosque and pray, then I will not go. If she tells me not to visit my mother and father and visit someone else instead, well, I don't want to invite conflict, so I listen to them instead. Male or female. That's what the hadith is. I mean, my brothers, it's as if this hadith and my sisters is talking to each one of us in some capacity or the other. And point number 58 and 59, immoral people will be given a higher position than the one that is moral. So the more wrong you do, the higher position. The people will say, that guy there, he knows the system. Whereas, he's abusing the system. He's abusing the system. And because he or she gets recognition, automatically we give them a platform. And number 59, people that sing will be given prominence. Imagine. Now, is singing a bad thing? You know, and we'll end up at this point, and next week we'll continue from here, inshallah. Look at some of the lyrics out there. When if you had to listen to it on regular radio, they actually had to bleep out certain words. You look at our youth, they want to dress like those people that sing those songs. What words, my brothers and sisters? It'll make grandma run. Those are the type of words that individuals promote. Those words are coming into our homes. The behaviors, or the behavior of those individuals that are singing those immoral things, is becoming the behavior of our youth. So the hadith is saying, towards the end of time, this also will become highly prevalent. So, in conclusion, and as I said, we'll continue next week, why do we talk about these things? It's for one purpose alone. So when we see people being abusive to one another, parent, child, etc., we don't say, oh, look at them. What we have to say is that happening in my family? When we see mistreatment of others, or alternatively, between our friends, immediately we ask the question, how much of this am I part of? What am I doing wrong in my life that I am to witness such crime of humanity before my eyes? And the more of this we are seeing out there, and the more we question, the more we will realize that this behavior that we are all becoming part of, consciously or unconsciously, is definitely leading up to the end of time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said in the beginning also, Muslims don't predict the end of time, but we talk about the signs for one purpose, so that way we can reform our behaviors and become into much more better individuals. May Allah help us and guide us at all times.